is Patricia with Create Your Fate with Top 58. It's 5:30 p.m. here on the West Coast. How are you all doing out there tonight in Radio Land? Today is September 16th, 2019. Welcome to all of you. I desire for everyone out there listening to be here. I come to you tonight on Keen Radio with a master's degree in education, 47 years as a psychic reader. Recently, I was published in Cosmopolitan and Women's Health magazine. I was mentioned in those magazines. Also, I made a prediction about the series, The Game of Thrones and the Ending, and that was on Bustle.com. Earlier in the summer, I appeared on the CBS program Focus on the Bay. These have all been great experiences, and I thank my clients for being part of it. I am truly blessed. I thank God, my family, my friends, my colleagues, and especially Keen for making this possible. So, are you ready to receive a free reading tonight? Well, if you are, call 657-383-0802 to get yours now. It's free, 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 free. How many of you like free things? Let's see a show of hands. Ooh, there's so many hands up. So exciting. If any of you have a social media account such as Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, please go on to these sites now and like Keen's pages. Keen is the leading site for psychic readings, spiritual guidance, inspiration, and empowerment. Advisors on Keen are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to give you the answers you need regarding love, career, relationships, that relationship you can't get rid of, that relationship that you totally love, or anything you desire to learn about your life and your world. Get a personalized reading just for you today and change your life. Call 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-275-5336. I can be reached at extension 0481-9206. Just do a search in the little magnifying glass under and type in Top 58 and you'll find me there. Furthermore, if you're a new customer, you can text the word KEEN to 40506 and you can receive a free offer that way. If you'd like to talk to me again tonight on the show, I invite you to call 657-383-0802. Okay. So tonight we're going to talk about how to overcome difficulty for a few minutes, and then I'm going to take your calls. Recently I saw the movie Overcomer, and it was a great movie. I advise you to go see it if you haven't seen it. It's a great family movie. And it made me think about the things that I've overcome in my life. And I thought I would share about them with you. And maybe I could offer my experience, strength, and hope for you. You know, maybe not. But I hope so. For those of you who don't know, I have cerebral palsy. I have an IQ of 135. I have a master's degree in special education, and I used to be a special ed teacher prior to working on Keen. And what happened is back in 2012, my husband and I, we both lost our jobs in the same year. My husband's a teacher too. And needless to say, that really did took a toll on our marriage. But I decided, you know, like before, I wouldn't let anything stop me. You know, people told my parents when I was growing up that I would never amount to anything, that I would never be able to read, that I would never be able to do well in school, you know, that I would never, never live on my own, never drive. You know, I drive, I'm married, I live on my own with my family. Of course, I read. I have a master's degree. I was mainstreamed back in 1978, I believe, during the Rehabilitation Act for Disabled People. They decided to mainstream me. And in 1979, they took me and they put me in a full immersion of going from special ed to regular ed, which meant that I skipped sixth grade and went straight from fifth grade to middle school. So here I am in seventh grade. You know, with kids that some of them I knew, some of them I didn't know, walking on my crutches, going from class to class in this large campus. It was very spread out. It wasn't closed. Carrying my books on my backpack. You know, and I made a 3.5 GPA. And that teacher that was so against me going, my mom, you know, she made sure that we went down to the school and showed her my report card. And she didn't know what to say. She didn't know what to say. She was speechless. And then I went to high school. I finished high school. And then when I graduated, I went to college, and I wasn't ready to finish school, so I waited, and I did some things that, you know, young people do, and excuse me. And when I was ready, I made up my mind, and I went back to college, and I got my degree. I finished everything before I was 30. When I had my master's degree and my teaching credential, and I started teaching, and, you know, people told me when I was teaching, you know, I'm not saying word for word, but they would say, like, you know, like, are you sure you can do this? You know, you're handicapped, and are you positive? Like, oh yeah, I can. And, you know, and other people would be like, wow, you really connect well with the kids. You know, they really understand you, and you really understand them. And I would push them. I didn't baby them. I just pushed them. I told them that they could do it no matter what. I would say to them, you know, if I'm handicapped and I'm here and I'm your teacher, and you have a learning disability, you know, if I can get it, you can get it. And so, you know, unfortunately, that just didn't work out. I mean, even though while teaching, I got the Crystal Apple Award, even though while teaching, I got the Community Service Award, you know, it just didn't work out. And I'm happy, though, because I found Keene. And I found Keene, and I called an advisor one day for a reading. I had been doing readings privately in my home for friends and family for years. I mean, as a child, I would say things to my mother, you know, that would come true. And growing up as a kid, I would tell my friends things, or I would say, don't do that, your mom's going to find out. And then, you know, their parents would find out, and they'd be like, how did you know? And it's just a feeling I got. And, you know, so I called Keene one day, and I started reading for the advisor that I was calling to get a reading from. So she suggested that I make a page, you know, and you know, I took some of those principles of teaching, you know, consistency, you know, equality, you know, explanation, review, and I use that in my readings. you know, when I help people, so that to check for understanding, to make sure my clients understand. But, you know, my passion is teaching, and I get to use the Keen platform, you know, to teach my clients how to be better people and how to help them, how to walk alongside them. So, you know, I just found that movie interesting, and I'm just grateful that I overcame, you know, what I was told I couldn't do. And, you know, here I am doing it, and I'm happier. I'm not stressed out. I'm not worried about grades. I'm not worried about parent phone calls. You know, I worry about my clients, and I pray for my clients. But I'm just so grateful that God has put me in a situation where I can serve my clients and be there for my clients and share my gifts, because, you know, that's what God calls us to do. If we have a gift, we're supposed to share it. So, you know, what I'm saying to you is, if you're out there listening and you're going through a difficulty and you need to overcome it, you know, don't give up. You know, remember, you're a child of God. You're chosen by Him or her, whoever your higher power is. And my higher power is God, and He or they will guide you and protect you, and you're forgiven, and you know, and don't give up. If I didn't give up, you know, you can't give up, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here to walk alongside my clients. So, you know, if you need me, you can call me privately on Keen. My extension is 04819206. There's plenty of other advisors out there on Keen that are willing to help you. You know, I look at it as being of service and helping people. And so I'm grateful for the opportunity to share. And now I get to take your call. And some people have been on hold for quite a while, and I appreciate that. So I want you to tell me where you're from and what difficulty you've overcome, and then I'll ask out your two questions for your reading, okay? Hi, this is Patricia. This is Patricia. You're live on the air. Your name?
Hi, Patricia. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Hi, Wendy. So what have you overcome, sweetie?
Oh, I've overcome so much in my life. I learned to, it's like if you're driving in a blinding snowstorm, you can't see in front of you. I learned to just keep moving forward, and that there is a higher authority, even if people tell you that something is not possible, just to keep going straight ahead and do all the right things.
That's right. That's right. Because God didn't carry you this far to drop you, right?
Yes. Right. I agree with you, Patricia.
Right. So how can I help you, Wendy?
Wonderful. I accept your love and your help.
Thank you.
Well,
how can I help you, love?
Well, I'm 68 years old in 2 months. I want to continue working for another 21 months so I can max my Social Security. My current
Happy birthday early.
Oh, thank you. July the 6th. So it's very stressful where I work. It's medical insurance. And I am applying online all the time. But I think somehow, even though my age is not listed, I don't know if they figure that out. But I hope that I can stand mentally and emotionally to continue working another 21 months, or something that would help would be if I got a good job with a good company to change my environment. So what do you see? Will I remain employed for another 21 months, or will I stick with my current job or go somewhere else? When do you see me drawing my Social Security?
Okay. Well, you will make it to retirement by working, okay?
Okay.
So let me ask when you start collecting your retirement, because Social Security is along that, with that. I can't ask about Social Security directly, because that's tied to legal. Okay, and I can't answer a legal question.
Oh, okay.
I get between June and June, between March and June.
Oh, that's when I'll start drawing my Social Security?
Actually, wait, let me take that back. I missed a card. Between June and June and August.
Okay. All right. And
that makes sense?
Yeah, because then I would have worked myself up to a point where not living in luxury, but enough to pay the rent and buy groceries, et cetera.
Right. Well, thank you, Wendy. I'm so glad to hear from you.
Thank you. I wish I would get a new job.
Well, thank you, honey.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye. Well, it's time for our next caller. Here we go. Clicking. Come on. There we are. Hello, you're live on the air. Your name?
Catherine from New York.
Hi, Catherine. So tell me what difficulties you've overcome.
I've had a lot of bullying issues when I was a child going to school.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
I relate to that.
Yeah. I know.
And the funny part is, have you noticed how you've succeeded?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, no, it does build a lot of internal strength, and you learn how to be your own best friend at times.
Right.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
How you've succeeded, and those who were bullies, they still have a lot to learn. Let's put it that way.
Right. Exactly.
I'm being very kind saying that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, bless your heart. How can I help you? Two questions, my dear.
Melissa hired me for a job, and she says now that she's also working with John and Michelle. And I'm just wondering how truthful that is, or if she's pulling the wool over my eyes. I'm not sure. Thank you.
She's lying to you.
She is?
Yep.
Yeah. What I thought. Yeah.
Kind of a rude person, too.
Yeah.
So what's your next question, sweetie?
Will my project with Neil go well?
Okay. It's a busy project.
Mm-hmm.
Through all the worry and all the frustration, yes, it will go well. Don't give up. The cards are saying there's money coming to you in time. And not just a little bit of money, a lot of money. And it feels like it comes twice.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's fantastic. Maybe it's to start the project, and then when it's done, maybe that's the 20th. Wow. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, honey. I'm proud of you for overcoming bullying.
Thank you, and I'm proud of all of your accomplishments, too. I admire that greatly. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Say it. I didn't hear what you were saying, sweetie. I'm sorry.
You didn't take any of those people's comments to heart, and you did what you did. You stuck to your guns. So I'm very proud of you. Yes.
Thank you, and I'm really grateful to Keen for giving me this platform to do this radio show. I do it on my own time.
God bless you. God bless you all the more.
Yeah. I do it to help you guys. I do it on my own time. Yep.
Amazing.
I'm just so blessed.
Amen. Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you.
Yes,
hold up New York now, okay?
Thank you, love. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, hon. So call back, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. I'll let you know. Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, time for our next call. Hello, you're live on the air. It's Patricia.
Hi, Pat. This is Tanika calling from New York. How are you?
Hi, Tanika. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing okay. I'm so glad to talk to you today. I was dying to. My setback that I overcame was I went through a lot of pain and heartbreak as far as relationships, but I guess my biggest setback I overcame was when I went through brain surgery in 2015, and I overcame that.
Wow, that's awesome. What a miracle you are.
Yeah, thank you. It was not easy.
What a miracle.
Thank you.
So what would you like to know, honey? What questions can I help you
with? I wanted to know what you see the outcome of today, what's going to happen. Because today things kind of came to a head. I went to work, and I went to speak to that girl, Elaine, that I speak to sometimes about, the supervisor that I always see, like Frank, you know, falling behind. I asked if they were having a thing or not. He's always bringing her lunch. So I went into her office, and he was there again with lunch. He doesn't say hello to me, doesn't greet me or anything, and he's just always there every time I go in there. So I kind of felt frustrated, so I left, and then later on I went back to her because I was trying to tell her something, but he was in there. So I said, you know, I'm sorry if I was just interrupting when you guys were having lunch together, but I just wanted to tell you I did the foul. So she just smirked, and she's like, oh, I haven't even had lunch for today. And I'm like, well, when he was just bringing you lunch that he bought you, I guess, I just wanted to tell you when I stopped in that I did the foul that you asked me for. So she went to the boss and told the boss that I said that. The boss pulled me, him, and her in the office, and the boss was like, this can't go on. You know, why did you say that to her? And I basically said, even if I'm involved with him or not, I don't feel comfortable with my supervisor entertaining this kind of thing because me and the history that we had, it is just uncomfortable to me, and I feel like it's just disrespectful. So basically, I'm not really sure what's going to happen at this point. You know, to me, I felt like she was smirking and laughing. He was in there. I felt like he didn't even take me seriously. My boss is frustrated. I don't know if they're going to contact HR or whatever. I feel like I have a leg to stand on because I feel like he is just, I don't like the way he's treating me, basically, with flirting and with this woman and just totally, like, ignoring me, and it's kind of like being thrown in my face, like the things that I've spoken to you about in private. So I just wanted to know what you see from this point on, what's going to happen and how he feels, I guess, about me and, like, what's going to happen with us now. I couldn't take it anymore.
Let me see. They're going to come up with a plan. You need to stay away from them. That's what the cards are saying. You need to stay away from them. For now. Because you don't want to lose your job.
Okay, because I felt like they are getting closer and, like, there's something going on between them. And, like, I mean...
I know, but that's...
I don't know.
You have to take care of yourself, Tanika. You can't... You can only focus on you.
Do you still see he and I have anything? Like, any kind of, you know, like... future or what in the world is going on? Because, like, he's still getting her lunch and he still pays, like, no attention to me. And then after today, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you guys still have a future, but you need to be still. You need to focus on you.
How is he feeling right now, like, after today?
Well, we'll have to answer that when you call me, because I answered your two questions, sweetheart, and I have more people in mind.
Okay.
Okay, love, have a great night, and I'll be on Keen in a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, I have time for one more. Here I go.
Hey.
Hi, this is Patricia. You're live on the air.
Thank you, Patricia. How are you?
I'm fine. Your name?
Okay, this is Terry, and I have a question.
And what difficulty have you overcome, real quick?
What difficulty? Oh, stop procrastinating. Totally, because... it was not getting me anywhere, period.
Good for you. Okay, so what is your question? I have time for one question.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I am going to school for acting. Next year, I'm going to school for music business. But the thing is, I used to always want to be in the music business as a manager. And I kind of see myself falling away from that. So should I just stick with acting school, or should I still go to school for music business? Because I don't like it as much. Should she make a change? I cannot, yeah.
The cards are saying what you're doing now is very competitive and hard. Actually, you should make a change. It'll take a while for you to start making money, but you can start getting your name out there now.
Okay. As far as an acting?
Okay. You
okay.
said in music.
Sounds music. Okay, so you said it'll take some time. Okay. All right.
Yes.
Sounds awesome.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, that's it for tonight. I'm really grateful that you called me. If you email me tonight and you mention the secret word overcomer, I will send you free minutes. So that way you can call me on free minutes. So just call me, just email me tonight on Keem and say the secret word for tonight is overcomer, and I will send you free minutes so you can call me on Keem for free. It's been a great show. I appreciate you letting me be of service. I will be back next week for another episode of Create Your Fate with Top 58. I am always on Keen every day, starting at 3:30 p.m. If I'm not on, please email me. Have a great night. Good night.